السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, before leaving this world, he mentioned to the people around, and through them a message reached all of us. He said, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمَ الثَّقَلَيْنِ. I am going to leave behind two things which are extremely heavy. The weight of it is such that the world, with all its bombs, all its tanks, all its efforts, they will never be able to break it, remove it, destroy it. It is this Quran, and it is the explanation of this Quran, which is known as the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, me and you, after 1,400 years going into 1,500, we are witness to the strength of this Quran. Wars and wars were fought. Conspiracies, lobbies created, effort made, scholars bought off. It never happened in the past. From the time of Adam a.s., his scripture never remained. Every messenger of Almighty Allah came with a scripture. The Nabi could not tell the people, when I leave, hold on to my scripture. Because there was no guarantee that after the Nabi, the scripture will remain as is. We hear today of the Torah, the Bible, they speak about the Injil, Old Testament, New Testament. They themselves will agree this is not the one that came originally. So much of change, so much of change. No Nabi ever told his people, I will leave behind me a book, very heavy, hold on to it. Every Nabi told his people, after me another messenger of Allah will come. Wait for him, and when he comes, follow him. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaving, he says, I am going to leave behind for you something very heavy. As-thaqalayn, this is called weight. The weight of this is what Quran says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. If we had to really reveal this Quran on the mountain, if it was not diluted, you would have seen the mountain into pieces. خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. You would have seen the mountain collapse. But because this Quran, Allah made it so easy, so easy. Sometimes that which is light on the tongue, it is called the kalima la ilaha illallah, so light on the tongue. But it has opened up the doors of paradise. The man who never got this kalima la ilaha illallah, door closed. This Quran was made so light. But because it was made so light, where you could see the small child, if he made a little effort, he learned how to read it. He learned how to memorize it. The teacher could teach it. Because it was made so light, they normally say when something is made easy, you take it for granted. When something is made easy, we take it for granted. We have really, really taken Quran for granted. I have taken it for granted, and all of us have. Those who can read it, we have taken it for granted, because when we read it, if someone has to ask us, what's the message? We say, I don't know the language. I say, I don't know the language. He says, did you make an effort to get an interpretation? The person says, no, why? And if a person came from another language, and before leaving, his father, his grandfather said, oh my son, we are now going to separate for a while. When you're going to go in that land, you must never ever forget your real home. Because one day you have to come back. Then the father writes a letter. And he says that whenever you forget where you came from, and whenever you forget when you have to go back home, I want you to open this letter, and it will remind you where you came and where you are going to return. Because imagine our parents were in another country and they told us, you go over to Australia, but I want you to go over so that you can look after us. But then the person reaches Australia and he forgets his parents. He forgets. They had a number to contact him, he changes his card and he forgets to send the message home. And years carry on. Until one day somebody from that land comes and says to him, your father sends salams. At that time, if he got a little feeling, one tear will come down his eye. That how did I forget my father? Just because the land was so beautiful. This Quran is that letter from Almighty Allah. Every Nabi that came to the people to say, you forgot. You made a promise to Allah that you will never forget Him. You entered this world, you forgot Him. Every Nabi came. This Quran came to tell me and you, don't forget. The surah I'm going to translate to you is called An-Naba. An-Naba means the news. That's the English translation. The word news, many might never have thought about it. What does news stand for? Anyone knows? So news means north, east, west, south. If you look at the directions, is that the only directions in the world? Then there is real news. Real news is up and down. Real news is up and down. Down means when I go into the grave, what happens then? And up means when we will meet Almighty Allah, what happens then? So the word news in English is not the translation of naba. Naba means that which north, east, west and south can't tell you. The Nabi of Allah, that's why a Nabi comes from the word naba. The one who has come to tell you what nobody else can tell us. North, east, west and south, Google, AI. Put it on AI and ask anything of the world. And AI will give the answer before anyone else can give the answer. AI. And then ask AI about up and down. And it is quiet. Me and you, we enjoy that knowledge. An-Naba. You really want news. The surah is called An-Naba. The info. Knowledge which no one knows about. You need a Nabi to inform. Amma yatasa'alun. What are the people discussing? Anin naba'il azim. Are they discussing the matter of Qiyamah? That is called an naba. This is news. What's going to happen on that day? When I came to Australia a few days ago, I was amazed. Everyone I meet is someone who ran away from their country. So in South Africa, I mean, this one, that one, ran away. So today I met a friend and he gave me a nice sentence, and on that day I thought of this. I asked him, what are you here for? So what I meant is, what work are you doing? So I said, why are you here? And he told me, to get my citizenship. I came here to get my citizenship. Ran away from South Africa. This surah is going to tell me and you, why are we here? We are here to get the visa to Jannah. That's why. We are here to get the visa to Jannah. So if you ran from South Africa to Australia, and when you look at the lovely beaches, the ocean, the skies, the forest, and if you really thought this is paradise, then this surah An-Naba is to say, this is only a glimpse of paradise. That here we were sent to fill in the form, to say, I want Jannah. I want Jannah. To apply for a visa to come here, they had a lot of questions. But because I wanted the visa, whatever they ask, you have to tick. They ask some funny questions. Have you ever committed a crime? If the man committed a crime, I don't think he's a man who speaks the truth. Is it alright? No, obviously, but they write that. Have you ever committed a crime? Amazing, but whatever they ask, you have to tick. Why? Because you know the matter is in their hands. When they will look at it, they will decide yes, or they will decide no. If it is a cross no, your heart collapses. I wanted to go to a new world. Why they never allowed me? There will be a day where everyone will stand in front of a scale. And at the end, that report will either come, yes, your visa for Jannah has been approved, or it will come, no, that you never made the grade. This is Surah An-Nahl. Allah said, I made this whole world for you, so that you could recognize what I got by me. Everything in this world is a glimpse, it's not real. Not really in the manner, it can never give you the full cup. It looks so wonderful, so entertaining, so enjoyable, but you'll get tired. But Jannah, you will never. Years ago I visited Mauritius. So I went to the museum, and then they wrote, one man from Britain visited Mauritius. He's a Christian maybe. But how far he was pulled away from his faith. So to describe Mauritius, this Christian wrote, and then they put it in the museum. They wrote, God saw Mauritius. And on the design of Mauritius, he created paradise. God saw Mauritius. Said, that's when the world looks at this, you have forgotten what Allah is. Then we are driving in Mauritius and we saw on the bus, Island Paradise. Island Paradise. For them, this is Jannah on earth. So in the next lecture I was giving, I just mentioned today we went to an island in Mauritius. What a beautiful island. But as soon as they laid out the cloth and they took out the sandwiches, then ants came on top of the cloth and one funny insect started flying on top. That ant and the insect came to tell me and you, this is not paradise. This only looks like paradise. This is not paradise. This only looks like paradise. Let me give you another example. Those who are married for many years and who are not finding it so good, you'll take to this example. Whenever your wife will trouble you, that's that one. Whenever your wife must trouble you, you can now smile. If you want to say it, you got the courage, you can take a chance. Otherwise, just smile and say, you came to remind me that you look like the woman of Jannah, but you're not the woman of Jannah. Look. Allah created them. They got a mood. They got a tongue. This world looks like Jannah, but it is not Jannah. But if a man sees this entire world and he does not see the maker of the world. So today we went high. How high you can go to the heavens, the easiest is with aeroplane or helicopter. But the one who flies the helicopter, every day he sees it so beautiful. He sees the sun rise in a manner that no one sees it. He can see the sun set in a manner no one sees it. He sees the oceans and the beauty every day with a different color. Every day announcing, I got a creator. Every day announcing, I got a creator. But what an eye looks at the works of Almighty Allah and sees everything but Allah. This surah is to tell me and you, don't be nervous. That you came to a country like paradise. There's no problems in this country. In South Africa at least we got problems. At night when we go to sleep we say, oh Allah protect us. Because you know someone might enter your house at night. You all don't have that. So you all might really think this is Jannah. We at least can say South Africa is Jannah. So those roads in South Africa you drive, then you go into the waters and out again. So we at least got a reminder that this is not Jannah. You might not have that reminder. But the fear is always. Fir'aun became Fir'aun when everything went smooth. Fir'aun became Fir'aun when everything went smooth. When there's no problems in life, that's when we really think this is the world, live for it and die for it, it's Allah life. Allah created illness. Allah created death. Allah created problems. To remind me and you, it might look like paradise, but it is not. The beginning of the surah is this. For that I won't have time to explain, but I beg you, take out time. Somehow or the other, learn a little of the meaning of Quran. You have to be able to relate. If you're not hafiz of the entire Quran, it's got to do with memory. Understanding Quran got to do with the mind. The old can understand better than the young. This is a letter from Allah to me and you. It is normally supposed to say from the king to the slave. But it is described as from the lover to the one he loves. It's very hard, that description. I'm the slave, he's the king. The king sent me a letter, it's called a command. I was such an unworthy slave. I never even bothered of the king's command. I just left it. And then the time comes, I look at it again, I say, the king sent something, one day I must read that. In no kingdom in the world will a king allow that worker to continue. He will say, I sent you my royal decree, you just pushed it one side. He'll have you called, he'll have you killed. It is only the king of the world, Almighty Allah, who got a kindness we cannot imagine. An entire message comes to us, and we behave as though the message is not for us. This Quran is for us. How Allah Tawarakala starts the surah. Alam naj'alil arda mihada. Did I not make the earth for you like a cradle? Listen to this. This is not a father talking to his son when they're fighting about the business. And the son says, Daddy, you old now, retire. Take it easy. And the father gets angry and the father says, I never do this for you, I never do that. This is a creator who doesn't need us. Alam najalil arda mihada. Did I not make the earth for you like a cradle? Did I not make the mountains for you like pegs to make sure there is no funny movement? Did I not create for you your own spouses, people you can link up with? You're not alone in the world. Did I not make sleep for you a cutoff? That you're just tired and your eyes just closes. And when you wake up the next morning, how many in the world will say, fantastic sleep? How many will say, I needed that sleep? How few will say, I thank Allah for the sleep? To become of that few, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. Allah says, very few of my servants ever appreciate what I do. For me and you to appreciate. Everyone says, the food was tops. The food was tops. They praise the cook. They praise the food. They will never praise the one who created the food. And the one who allowed the food to go down. It was the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They took out the blindness of the eye. He said, you eat food, you will read, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'ama wasaqa, the one who gave me to eat.
The one who gave me to drink, وَصَوَّغَ, the one who made it palatable, it went down so nice, وَجَعَلَ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, and the one who took it out from where it had to come out so easily. I went to toilet so nicely, I never need dialysis, I never need an injection, my urine came out easily, my stool came out easily. But no one ever appreciates Allah. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ, very few of my servants appreciate Allah because of this dars. Let after today make every one of us from those who appreciate. I will see Australia, beautiful. I will go in the mountains, I will see the forests. I will go to the ocean and see the beauty of Allah's creation. But that beauty which is allowed for me to see. There's a lot of the beauty in the world. Some is for me to look at, and some is for me to say another time, Allah has created. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought out gold and silver. He brought out silk. He said, Allah has made this gold and silver haram on the men of my ummah. He who will use gold today will be deprived of it in the next world. There are some times in this world which me and you, we wonder why we are not allowed to give vent to our every feeling. I got a desire, the man says, my eye, I got a hot eye. Hot eye means that I like to see pretty, pretty girls. So I go to the ocean, one man is looking at the beautiful sun, another man is saying, look at the waves, and the third guy, he puts on his sunglasses, and he is not looking at the waves, he is not looking at the sun, he is waving. They tell him, my brother, look down. Say, how can Allah created desire? Allah created desire and Allah created pretty faces. It is called a glimpse of what Allah can create in the next world. Allah put it there like how He put silk. You are allowed to feel silk and then to say, but my Allah said, this is not for me in this world. He has created much better for me in the hereafter. We were allowed to see liquor, not to taste liquor. You saw it, we saw how people go wild for it. We saw how they sit in the aeroplane, first thing they say, champagne, can I get you a glass? You saw how that man takes it, I sat and I see it. One brother sat next to me from another country, he was a Muslim. Unfortunately, he grew up drinking beer. So he asked for his beer. When they fill it, normally they fill the cup and it goes over the cup. And for us, that beer is like, it makes us feel sick. Now he needed to fill in his form, so he said, can you give me your pen? I'm looking at that finger, I said, this is the last time I'm going to see my pen. Am I ever going to take this pen? I'm writing kitabs with that pen. And he now, until filling his form, the pen. Shahadat for the pen. He took the pen now. And I was writing, I don't know if he ever wrote the right thing, but he was in a high. Then he told me, Molly Sahab, you want some? So I said, like, why you drink this? Why do you drink this? So in Urdu he told me, but the way he said it, he said, this is the cure for every sickness. He said, this is the cure for every sickness. Meaning any problem I got, anyone troubling me, I just knock it and I'm out. He said, yeah, har bimari ki dawa, cure for every sickness. How was I going to explain to him that one day we are going to get it? One day we are going to get it. But in this world Allah left it to tell us, hold for a while and you will get something by me better. But he saw it in this world, he tasted it, he could never think something better could ever come. There are many things in this world which is only a glimpse. Allah says, did I not do this for you? Did I not make sleep a cut off? وَجَعَلَّ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, I made the night for you like clothing. وَجَعَلَّ النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, I made the day for you a time to earn. This is the hardest to see. A man comes looking for his sustenance. Whenever he enters a country, it's a norm. When he enters the country, in the beginning stages, he doesn't find a job. He doesn't find. It's an exam from Almighty Allah this time. What an exam. He doesn't find. During those days, he lifts up his hands. He says, "Oh Allah, I came from so far. How am I going to ever tell my parents I failed? How am I going to go back?" And as he's crying, Allah creates a job for him. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. He gets the job. He starts making money. He starts living it up. And the day comes where he completely forgets who sent the money to him. The surah was to say, think again. I visited one man. My friend said to him, come and see this person. He said when he reached his country, there were very few Muslims there. He was one of the few, so he was given a takeaway. To make chicken, to make chips. And because a lot of foreigners were coming, they have no wives, no one to cook. He started, it was a franchise and he had the hand on it. And he started earning like anything. Then he called family from different places. And then the company said to him that now in the bar, in the fridge, you have to keep your liquor. For him to keep liquor was very hard. So he told them, I can't do this, I'm a Muslim. They said, company policy, you'll have to do it. So he said, what if I don't do it? They said, we'll take away the license from you. So I went to visit him because my friend said they remember when his children were in school. They had no socks. So they used to give him the socks of their children, which were now old, his children used to wear. He says, but you know how wealthy they are today. So I went to go visit him. So he says, you know, they saw my children when my children had no socks. They never saw my life when I was the owner of so many franchises. They never saw. He says, the day they told me to sell liquor, I had to make a decision with my wife. Must we say no, or must we just carry on? He said, I said, even if I got little, but if I can feed my children halal, it is better for me than owning this entire country. So he let the license go. He said, for a few years, how Allah tested him, that they started getting hadiyas and sadaqah from other people. People never knew he was once more wealthy than all of them. Said he came to the place, they never knew he left another. They never knew his whole life. They found him to be a poor man. He, his wife and his small children, they were giving him sadaqah. He said, how I used to feel when my son would come home and say, my auntie next door gave me socks. He said, how I would feel. Said, but I said, Allah, I cannot feed my children haram. Couldn't feed haram. He says, then Allah opened up. He said, what you seeing today? He said, under me in another country, I have about 1,000 workers. He said, but interest, not one of my things has interest in it. He said, when I went through that exam, what an exam, when Allah gave me. He said, I don't want to ever fail again. How I managed. There are some who remembered where sustenance comes. Allah make us, we remember. The surah is to tell us, did I not make your day a place of sustenance? وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And Allah Tabarakala carries on. Did I not send the rain for you? I squeeze the clouds, the water comes. Then I'm taking out for you the vegetation of the earth. Then you are enjoying it. Then you seeing the gardens. And as it's carrying on, then the surah says, Inna yawma al-faslika nami qata. O my servant, I made an appointment with you. I made an appointment. The day of the decision is our appointment. Inna yawma al-faslika nami qata. This is one verse I want me and you to remember. Inna yawma al-fasli, indeed the day of the decision, kana miqata, is the appointment between me and you. On that day I'm going to ask you, when you went wherever you went, did you remember me or you forgot? If man remembers Allah, then it is coming, inna lil muttaqina. If man forgets Allah, Allah save us all. This will be a very fast translation of Jahannam. Allah save us from Jahannam. We want to discuss Jannah. But the translation of this verse, inna Jahannam kanat mirsada. Remember, Jahannam is waiting in ambush. Jahannam is waiting in ambush. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبَى I have prepared it as the return, the abode of the rebellious. They will remain in it for years and years and years. لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابَى لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا They will not taste in it anything which is cool. They will not have any drink. إِلَّا حَمِيمًا وَغَسَّاقًا When they will beg for something to go down their throats, water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described these two words. حَمِيم حَمِيم means boiling water. Boiling water is not like tea. Tea, they boil it. But when it reaches us, it's not boiling. Boiling water is drink the water while the kettle is still on. That is called boiling water. Ghassaq refers to the people of one level of Jahannam. When they will get punished, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the punishment will burn their insides. And much of the dirt of the inside will come out from the behind. Allah save us all. When it will come out from the behind, it will create a smell. And that will be sent down one channel. That channel will mix with boiling water and it will become the drink for another man in Jannah. This is Ghassaq. When I mentioned this in one lecture, one doctor came to tell me that you know when we operate on people, the hardest one to operate is when they have an illness by the behind, near the behind. He said normally we send all the patients, finish them all up. Because this last patient, when you're going to burst it, it takes out such a stench that we also want to leave and we don't want anyone else to smell it. That I'm thinking of this verse, Ghassaq, that this will not be a pumpkin near the back. This will be the dirt that will come through the behind. Allah is Allah, and no one can punish like Allah. The surah is to say, don't forget Allah. Don't forget Allah. This world is too short to forget Allah. Too short. In the thought, in the mind, it was Jahannam for the disbeliever, Jannah for the believer. Quran and Sunnah never said that. In Quran and Sunnah, it is for the obedient and the disobedient. لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبَى For the rebellious. The worst of the rebellious is the disbeliever. The one who associates partners with Allah. The one who denies Allah. But from those who are rebellious are also those who forget Allah. Allah, let it be me and you don't forget. This world is a glimpse. The real world, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. So much I'm going to ask you now to try to memorize. And if this is what you will ask, Shaykh Imran to read again and again. I want you to picture these few verses. This is my Allah describing in a wonderful manner for me and you the real parents. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ Indeed for the people who fear Allah. Indeed for the people who fear mafaz, there is total success. For me and you, mafaz means I will sign your visa. You got entry. But it's not a visa come to Australia to work. It is a visa for Jannah, enter Jannah, not to work. So the difference is. Come to Australia to work, and the man said, I got Jannah. Come to Jannah, not to work. I said, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ حَدَائِقَ You want gardens? I'll give you gardens. أَعْنَاب You want grapes? Quran was revealed on the tongue of the Arabs. For the Arab life was a garden on the outside. The grapevines going upwards, and then inside it was the date orchards. Grapes and dates. Grapes and dates. Quran was revealed how they wanted the garden. When Jannah will come, it will come how me and you will want. Hadarika, if it is gardens, if it is grapes. Wakawa'iba atraba, and if it is a companion or companions. Allah Tabarakala said, I created a pretty girl in this world. I am the one who creates beauty. Atrab, that's easy to translate in front of everyone. Atrab means an age which you find compatible with you. Kawa'ib is a description of the woman of Jannah. Now that is a little bit difficult to translate. Quite difficult. Kawa'ib. So to give you a slight understanding of what this kawa'ib means, you will see in life, shape means everything. Shape. When the boy goes to get married, he will say, I want one who's tall, 10. He'll never say, I want who's sweet on the tongue, who's clean at heart. That he'll never bother about. He just wants a look. It is called, in our country, they call it a hot dog. I don't know what you all get. So hot dog means as long as there's a roll, and there's a sausage, and there's sauce. Class. After he eats it, if someone tells him, that thing was off. Because sometimes it goes off. It was off. That's why I had that running stomach last night. But when he ate it, he was saying, wow, 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 why? He eating hot dog, so he'll go, wow, 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 like a dog. Whoa, whoa, wow, wow. If you ask him, you know what you're eating? He said, kangaroo. He say, no. He say, donkey. Donkey is haram. He say, no. He say, what am I eating? I said, I think these people started feeding you dog. He said, no way. I said, and they never even lied, they even called it hot dog. Because in one country, when the shop was making money like anything, they picked up that to manage that amount of people coming, they started getting dog meat. But you will never figure out why. Because we're not bothered of the insides. When I was small, I remember there was one sentence, they say, it's not what's inside, it's what's on top. That's what the world wants. But after a boy gets married, two things happen. One is the tall remains. 10 and fair. The other two, sweet on the tongue, pure at heart. Sweet on the tongue and pure at heart, if you got it, then it's called Noor ala Noor. And normally boys like these talks because they say, I hope she's like that. We hope you like her also. Because when you went to see her, how she looked at you also, looking fine, looking smart, looking rich. She also never saw your tongue, she never saw the heart. Man looks in the mirror, then he makes himself more smart. He's already combed his hair. But you look again and you do that last comb. Amazing, I saw the man with no hair combed his hair. He also combed his hair. It was the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who taught that. He also had a mirror. He looked in the mirror and he said, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. You made my outside so beautiful, فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِهِ. Make my character so beautiful. He taught us, worry of what's inside. Worry of what's inside. However, about that ten, normally a wife can't ever complain why her husband is getting fat. That's like normal. Husband gets fat and the wife says, what's happening to you? He says, it's your lovely food. So we got to answer. If the wife gets fat because of the husband's children, he still tells her, what's happening to you? She can't tell him what's happening to you. He doesn't give birth. He only eats. She gives birth. When a woman gives birth, the shape for which you died changes. And for which she dies. A woman worries of the shape. But once you get married and you have children, the shape has to change. When the shape changes, even if you do an operation one day, and you remove all that fat, everything you will still see hanging. You cannot become tight again. Tight. So when a girl is young, when a boy is young, when you got your shape, your body is tight. When you put on weight, you lose the tightness. On your cheeks, it becomes like it drops. And your stomach drops. The breast of a woman drops. And no matter how much you wish, I wish that my wife can look like how she looked at years ago. And she quietly is also saying, I wish you could behave like how you behaved years ago. Gone, both are gone. Both are down. The kawa'ib from the word Kaaba. At least this word, if you don't know any Arabic, learn one word now. Kaaba, we all know. Kaaba means it had a protrusion. The world was water. The first place that came up like this. It protruded. That's why the ankle, easier to understand. You look at your ankle. You will see the shape of your ankle is like this. That was the original how the Kaaba looked when it just popped out of the water. And heart. It keeps its shape. Years and years have gone and my ankle is still sticking out. It hasn't fallen this side, it hasn't fallen that side. It can manage. In this world, there's no body of man, there's no body of woman. No matter how much exercise, how much of makeup, how much of operations, that can keep its shape. Those that put on makeup and makeup on top of the makeup, and then that thing which tries to hide the makeup, they're putting it on. All of that makeup, I don't know what it does to the woman, because it makes all the men think how lucky her husband is. But when she comes home and she washes it off, he says how unlucky I am. So he doesn't give it results. It's called makeup, meaning it's a lie. But see in the world, those who put on makeup, as they get older, how it spoils their face. Makeup was brought in the world for the one who never wants to die. The one who said, I want to keep my shape, وَكَوَاعِبَ. It's Allah who says, I will give you that which will keep its shape. You will be a woman of this world, old in Jannah, and Allah will recreate you. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. Allah says, I will recreate the woman. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا. Everything of theirs will be tight. They will be a virgin forever and ever. If that part of the body will keep its tightness, everything else will keep. The man will keep his shape. The woman will keep his shape. You will look at the woman of this world. No matter how pretty the face can be, but she will never manage to keep her shape. They will show you for her days of 25, 26, 27, and she's out of the industry. The movie industry don't want to keep her. She lost her shape. She will have to put on things to keep her face looking up, to keep her nose. A day will come, a day will come, where you could have fallen in love with one pretty girl. And in that you broke the command of Almighty Allah. And then you become old one day. You are Nana, and she is a Nani. And the two of you all meet at the supermarket. She is also holding the trolley not to push the goods because she needs something to bend over. You also need walking stick, you bending over. You have reached the tell. You look at her, she looks at you. Once upon a time you were what you call Romeo and Juliet. You smile but you got no teeth. She smiles, her cheeks go thin. And then you say, did I waste the command of Allah? And this is the result. We got one life to be faithful to Allah. Even when we are alive, we will one day regret why we were not faithful. On that day, the exam is over. One life we got to be faithful. Allah says, did I not give you, did I not give you, did I not give you? You forgot me. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَاذَا. Fear me and I will sign your visa. I will give you gardens. I will give you your grapes. I will give you your woman. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. Ka'as means the cup. Dihaq means full. The word is proverbial. My cup is always full. In this world, no one's cup is full. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا means whatever you want, I will give it to you on class. And the next time you ask for it, it will go even one level higher. Your glass will always be full. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. There will be nothing futile. There will be no lies. There will be no fighting. جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ. Allah says, you worked well for me. It's time for me to pay you back. أَطَاءً. Then he says, actually, this is not a payback. This is a gift from your Allah. That my and your actions, where can it ever get what Allah has kept in Jannah? First he says, payback. Then he says, actually not a payback. It's a gift from an Allah who appreciated your efforts. جَزَاءً مِن رَبِّكَ أَطَاءً حِسَابًا. One more time I will do this translation. Try and put it, then we will hear the Qari read it. When the Qari is reading it, we are not going to appreciate his lovely voice. We are going to appreciate the beautiful message that a beautiful Allah sends to a heart that enjoys beautiful speech. We will hear it one time with the ear, and we will try and understand it. We will hear it the second time with the mind. And the third time you will listen to it with the heart. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَا. Fear me and I will sign your visa. Success is for the people who fear me. Gardens and grapes. وَقَوَاعِبَ. Those women who will keep their shape. أَطْرَابَ. Whose age will be fantastic for you. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. And your glass will be full. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. They will never have to hear in Jannah anything futile, any lie. جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ. This is your Allah paying you back. Actually, عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. This is a gift from Allah in appreciation of your efforts. For that message. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us enjoy Quran. And when make Allah make this the beginning of our relationship with Quran. These are messages from Allah. You will read little, look at the meaning, read it again. Say, there's a message that my Allah sent to me. Why am I not looking at that message?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا.
One more time it will be read. Now it will be read till the ending of the surah. When Allah Tabarak Tala will say, Inna lil muttaqina mafaza, every one of us reply quietly, O Allah, make me from the muttaqin. O Allah, make me from the muttaqin.
Inna lil muttaqina mafaza, hadaika wa a'naba. وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه